At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody, I'm Naomi Ekperrigan.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, and I am your host, Edna White. And we have a guest today by the name of Cynthia Kite, who is part of Kite Travels, Intel Travel Advisors. She is here to educate us on the travel industry. She's going to answer any questions and find the right vacation for you, no matter your travel, style, or budget. But today, we're going to get real personal with Cynthia Kite. So welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose, Cynthia.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
That's great. Thanks for being here today. So, you tell me how you show up in the world.
I show up happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I promote my business. And I keep it real.
You keep it real? Oh, I love that, because this is all about keeping it real. So I know you personally. So I know that you're a genuine person. I know that your heart is like bigger than your body.
Now.
No, it's been bigger than your body all the time. It's just that some people take you differently because of, you know, who, the style of person you are. But when I first met you, I was like, ooh, I'm kind of nervous about being around. But you still had a genuine energy. You had a genuine energy. So I know that you show up in the world very genuine, very authentic, and very God-loving. You know, you love God, you know, without all the fundamentals of religion. I know that for sure. But tell us about your travel agency and how, you know, you got into it.
I got into it by a friend.
Okay.
And I watched it and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Okay, it gave me that vibe to say, ooh, money.
And that's what business is all about, is the profit of it. So how do you, you know, how did you say when you first watched the video, you said, yeah, this is for me. This is definitely for me.
When I watched the video, I was so amazed at all the people, the way they was talking, the way that they was dressed and everything. And I was so excited. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think travel really helps you see the world, like see people, and it makes you wise. It makes you wiser than you thought you would be, you know. It just gives you a wholesome look at the world. How do you plan on incorporating this into your life, you know?
Well, I spend time, I take 2 to 3 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the internet, I'm learning, I'm training.
Okay.
I'm reaching out to people.
Okay.
And I'm still learning.
Okay. Yeah, everybody learns.
It's a lot to learn.
Yes.
To intake.
It is.
So when you've never been in marketing, you're like, okay.
Yes.
And you just try to figure out everything that you have to do.
Yeah. I know that when I got into what I'm doing now with my life coaching and the podcast, I never thought I was going to be a marketer. Never. Like, no, you know, getting on social media, you know, doing all this stuff. Everything has to be strategic, right?
Yes.
How much time do you spend really advertising or marketing what you do?
Well, I spend 1 to 2 hours.
A day?
A day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it takes a lot of energy. What's your lifestyle like now? Because I know that, your children are my godchildren. So... So I know that you are child-free, as it were, in this stage of life. How is it different? How is that stage different, you know, having adult children?
It's still the same as having kids. Like, I mean, he is my kids, but it's still the same.
It really is?
It really is.
You know.
Because you still do so much, you know. If
for
they need
them,
help, you still
yeah.
got to help. And
yeah.
then you got the grandkids. And, you know, it's just, and then I love people.
Yeah.
And I love kids.
You do. I was glad. I think I was glad when they kind of grew up and had their own places. I was like, yes. First, I felt a little funny. I was like, oh, God, this is, I'm by myself. Like, I'm in this house. I'm walking around like, oh, my God. How do you switch off that mindset that they're not your kids, but they're adult children?
Well, they, you know, for the most part, mm-hmm. everybody is doing good.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And I do switch it off because I do now say, no, you're grown. No.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 is more yeses than noes, but I still say no.
Right.
Most times I'd be like, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And I think that gives them a lot of confidence. They're like, oh, mom's not going to do this for me. So I got to do this. And I see it with my own sons and my daughter that, you know, they're now so independent. Like, you know, they're, you know, no, mom, I don't need to do this. I can connect with somebody to kind of do that. So I love that about, you know, them adulting and me, I guess, getting to senior. I don't know what that place is.
Yeah, getting older.
I don't know what that place is, but we get there and we're like, okay. Do you feel differently as, with your children, right? And there were kids, you worried a lot.
Yes.
As an adult, do you turn that off a lot more? Because I'm finding I'm doing that.
Well, here lately, I turns it off and I turns it on.
Why do you turn it on?
I turns it on because it's always something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then you still worry no matter what age they get,
yeah.
how old they get, you
yeah.
know. Now, you know, everybody's partying.
Yeah.
So you worry about that, like,
right.
what's going to happen. You
sure.
know, because you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely, you
and
don't.
And then you don't want to sit there and have a phone call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And be like,
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. You know, because I know that, you know, you know, not everybody's in part of the justice system, but I know with police having these situations now, you worry about your sons. I worry about my sons a lot, yes. You know, just pulling them over for no reason and that kind of thing. I try not to worry because I'm learning that worry kind of brings it.
Yes, yes, yes. So I, you know, but I still, like, in the morning, I'm like, did this make it home?
Yeah. You check on them, right? Yes. You check on them. I text them all in the morning, all in the evening, just to check, make sure that they're breathing and that things are going good. But I'm learning in this, I guess, in my adulting, you know, to let go of the worry. Because they're adults, and I don't think it does them any good when we worry too much. What do you think?
I feel the same way. But as parents, you still have that in the back of your head.
Yeah, you do. You do.
You know, you don't have it at the front most days, like calling every 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. But you still have it in the back of your head. Like,
yes, yes.
I'll call in the morning. You got, it's like a set. Yeah. You got to be like, okay, I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to call him. I call in the morning.
You do get into that. So how do you start to release, you know?
I'm releasing. I mean, I'm getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they grown. I keep putting that in my head. Oh, they grown. They're not babies no more.
Yeah.
You know, so you start just worrying about the grandkids. You leave them alone, and then it's the kid, grandkids. So.
That is so true. You want to, and I think what you're doing with your travel agency, you're literally giving them the newfound, I can travel now, and this is for you. This is a gift that you should be doing as well. You're making an example so that they can learn how to travel, so they can get their passport that we didn't get the opportunity to do, you know, that they can get, you know, those things and be going places.
Yes. Well, they travel. Well, Day-Day travels a lot.
I know. Day-Day is David and Gary.
Ray-Ray and Fonchella, they travel a lot, too.
Yeah, see.
Sometimes they travel all together. So I'm trying to get Unique and Anastasia to travel. Because, I mean, we went to Miami when they graduated.
Okay.
So that was like basically the first travel. Unique been on a plane before. That was Anastasia's first time. She had fun.
Yeah.
Me, myself, I'm so paranoid about a plane. And I ain't even like, even though I'm in the business, I get on a plane and I'm still like, once it goes up, I'm sitting here praying, Lord, somebody help me. But once it level out, I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, girl, you could have more accidents in a car than you do on a plane. I mean,
I know.
You know. But I tell my daughter that. My daughter's really kind of scary. So, but now, the other day, I told her, I said, oh, do you know there's a train now that leaves and can go travel all over? She goes, what?
You know that Penn Station.
Yeah.
Been building.
No,
Penn Station. I just seen it on TV.
Yeah.
They building an underground.
Yeah, entry.
Underneath.
Yeah, entry. Yes. Yeah.
To go all the way to Long Island.
Yeah, and they're going to have the hub at MacArthur. The air train's going to be there.
Okay.
So it's going to take us where we need to go, take us to the main train that could travel all over the world.
And, you know, they kept that a secret. They started that in 2001. And I was like, huh?
Yes.
You mean to tell me I've been walking up and down there? And
yes.
Didn't know something going
well,
on
had to do that. They had to do that.
Yes, there's so many people.
Yeah. They had to do that. And I like the innovation. So in your business that you do with your traveling, you know, your travel agency, innovation's definitely important.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's like adapting to the market. You were listening to the market, you know, and, hey, how do I incorporate that now into my business?
Yes.
You think about that, right?
Yes, because it's not even just about travel.
Yeah.
We also do tickets for football games.
Okay.
Movies, plays, and all other stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not travel. It's other things, too.
Right, right. And see, that's important. Entertainment is very important in life.
Yes.
We didn't get that a lot. We were always like, okay, we had to work, kids.
And when you get a chance, let's go to the movies.
Pile in the car and let's go to the movies. And then you're worried about them more or less.
Yes.
You're like making sure they're comfortable, make sure they're behaving themselves. And you get part of the movie. They get all of it. You get part of the movie, right?
Yeah, because you're watching them.
Yes, yes. So it's... In our own adulting, as we get older, as women, black women in general, because we have such a caring nature, some of us, right? Some of us. And we have such a caring nature that we are now, it's a time for us to kind of grow.
Yes.
So what are you going to do in this time that you're now, you're kind of freed up a little bit?
Well, you know, I want to travel. I want to work less.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to work hard no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's too much. I'm getting old.
Yeah. Older.
I'm getting old. I'm getting older, but I'm still getting old. But anyway, it's too much, you know.
Yeah.
I want to just do my time there.
Yeah.
And then just start living life.
Yeah. I hate that we learned late.
Exactly.
I hate that we didn't, you know, I didn't know any of this or got into any of this to my 40s. Like, I was 43, 44, and I was like, the world was like, it looked different. You know, once I freed up, it looked different. And I hate that I did it late.
But it's not the fact that you did it late.
Yeah.
It's the fact that everything was always there.
Yeah.
You always had something going on. Okay, it may not worked out at that time, but you know, sometimes we rush.
Yeah,
and when we rush, it's like poosh.
Yeah, yeah.
So you took your time this time, and you just became who you are now.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that, you know, we're so full of ideas. Like when you were growing up, and we have like these thoughts, oh, I'm going to do this better than my parents did. And all those things are sitting there waiting to, like,
explode.
Kind of,
yeah.
So when you get excited and you get free, you know, when it's like getting handcuffs off, you break free, you're like, oh, God.
You
want to run.
Yeah, you're like, thank you. It's about time.
Yeah, you want to do all of that great stuff, and then it just spills out in the paper. So I think that's what happened for me, is like when I started, all the ideas, they all just spilled out in the paper.
But the ideas was always there.
Yeah, they were always there.
You always did. Ever since you were younger, you was modeling. You was doing this. You was doing that. You was doing it. So eventually, all that was going to come together.
Yeah.
But then we had stumbling blocks that you were calling.
Yeah.
People come into your life that mean you're no good.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes you got to just remove. Okay, listen, this ain't working.
Yeah.
This ain't working.
Yes.
Like I said, it's time for me.
Right.
You know, I tried this, I tried that.
Yeah.
Now I got to try B.
Yeah.
So when you get to that part, you're good.
That's the good part. That's like, you know, the inside of the onion where the sweet part is. We always care about
without
the outside.
Crying.
Yeah, without the crying. Without the crying. And we get there and it's like, hey, I could see about myself. That's really great. I could really see about myself and love myself.
Yes.
And then when you start loving yourself, it's not a fact of getting on a diet. It's not a fact of, you know.
It's just being happy.
It is. And then the happiness kind of shows. True. And then the weight comes off and all the other things happen and things are drawn to you. It's just that you're so happy.
Yes. And then different people come into your life and be like,
yeah.
Where you come from, you know, and they such an inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying that today on another podcast that I was on. I was saying, you know, once you become your real authentic self and you really realize who you really are and you accept that, you don't have no competition with nobody because you're just an original.
Yes,
once you really feel that, the opportunities come. You'd be like, how did I get that? How did that happen?
We don't question. We just
keep
going.
You know, our brain says that, but, you know, I'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Bring it on. But I always figured you was going to be there.
Oh,
always knew it.
Yeah, but I, you know, I knew, I'm going to tell you when I knew that when you said you were in travel, I said, oh, I remember, and I can't remember the street. I know it was in Mastic, and I was staying with you.
Shinnecock.
And you said to me, I really want to travel.
I did say that.
You did. Yeah, I really want to travel. And we started talking about something else. And I said, she done spoke this into the universe. Now, this is where you really belong at this time.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you really are going to explode at once you get the system.
It's really funny that you said that because I remember the whole conversation.
Yo.
I said, I never traveled before. Yeah. I said, I never went nowhere but to North Carolina. And I said, I really want to travel.
Yeah, you did. And I remember you sharing that with me. And I was like, when I found out that you were in this travel agency, I said, oh, wow. She doesn't know, but I remember the conversation that we had. And I'm glad that you're there. So now that you're there, let's talk about your plans for wealth. Because we know that rich is different than wealth. And wealth really is about giving to enriching your life.
Yes.
And enriching the lives of the people around you. How are you going to do that as your advisor of travel?
Well, I want to speak about it mm-hmm. and let people know about it. And also, I want to be able to give back.
And how would you do that?
Well, once I become up there,
yeah,
I just want to help the community, Right. You know, give back. Okay. You know, just like with Christmas. If I had everything that I needed now, mm-hmm. I'd probably be in the stores doing a donation.
Right.
You know, and stuff like that. Yeah. It's not all about the money. It's about also giving
back.
So that's my plan, too.
Yeah. I think that's a great plan. I know that I factored that into my business itself. I give 10% of my time to, you know, whatever I'm doing, 10% to educate or to help.
Yes.
You know, other people who can't help themselves.
Exactly.
Not my friends. You know,
you would help me.
I help you, but okay. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I wouldn't devote, but that would be my give back, paying it forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a good thing. Yeah. Even I want to do a soul kitchen.
Now, what's that?
Because I want, you know, we focus so much on dogs.
Animals.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But people care more about dogs than they do human life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could go get donations for dog food to get for a dog that been living in the wilderness ever since they've been here. I mean, not trying to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we have people that's out on the street homeless, don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't provide shelter for a human.
Right.
But we got all kind of animal shelters for dogs and cats.
Yeah, absolutely.
All that. And I just don't think that's right.
Yeah. So what would you do about that? In your little 10% of your time, what would you do?
Try to find a place for them to live.
Okay. And so how does that fit in with the travel part of it?
It don't.
Yes, it does. Because I see it. I see it.
I don't see it yet. But I just want to make sure that we're all right, too.
Yeah.
You know, humans are all right,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we don't know what the dogs are going through.
Sure.
But we know that they lived outside long before we did, and they could survive.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can't survive without shelter.
Right.
We can't survive without water.
Right.
So I want to help the people.
Right.
And if I have to factor in whatever money I make, I'm going to give to make it happen.
True. Yeah. So tell us about Intel Travel. And I know that you basically create, you know, you talk to your client, and if they want a Mickey Mouse travel experience, how do you give that to them?
Well, I go on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I look it up. First, I ask them what it is they want.
Right.
How much can you afford?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you looking to go?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask them to send on the information.
Right.
Then I look it up and I give it to them.
Right.
And once they get it, if it's too expensive, I try to find something else cheaper.
Right, okay. Less expensive.
No, less expensive. Not to break nobody's pocket.
Yeah. And so, in essence, you're a travel coach as well. So you're really listening to them and seeing, even though they may say, I want the experience of Mickey Mouse, and you're thinking in your head, okay, there's a place here, there's a place here, there's a place here. So you kind of put three places together they can experience Mickey Mouse, right? But you're listening to how they feel about it, more or less. You're listening to their heart, and you're building that into their budget. So you're listening to their heart first. So you're really a travel coach. You know, and advisor, but you really are listening to their heart, because travel has to be in your heart. It has to be, right?
Yes.
It has to be. So now that, let's talk about, like, okay, let's say I'm going to give you 6 months. I'm just saying, you're on top, as you say you are. You're on top. Now, what would be the first place that you would travel to with your benefits?
I would go to Africa.
You would?
And I really want to go there. I want to go to Africa. I just want to go there for a week.
Yeah.
I just want to see what it's like.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Africa is a really nice place. I haven't gone, but I will tell you, whenever I travel, I've learned that a week is too much for me because I want to go somewhere else. But 3 days is good for one spot. Get everything in, because I love to just zoom through things and just enjoy the culture. I love the culture. I love getting into the culture.
But the thing is, I have to get over that long flight, so I'm setting my mind for it.
And your mind, you know, once you become in your next 6 months, once you get to that higher level, you're going to see that. Is there anything that you could tell, like, you know, any other financial person that's looking to travel and build this into their lives so they can have this lifestyle, is there anything you could tell them?
Well, it's a good thing to join into because you get discounts, you get, you know, you enjoy people, you meet different people.
Right.
You know, and it's the most benefit of meeting different people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's because what you don't know, somebody else do
right.
know.
It's a relationship,
so,
right?
It's a relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's like a big family.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Okay, audience, you heard that. So if you are interested in traveling and enjoying cultures of the world, Kite Travels is the place to be because she will educate you and she will tell you where you can go on your budget. So I'm going to say this. Is that we always want to travel, or we plan for a vacation for 2 weeks out of our lives. But all the stuff that we go through, we should have at least a getaway once a month. We should build that in our lives because it's self-care. So it's an investment in ourselves. So you teach self-care. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that. I know that because that's part of, it's part of what you want to do, but it's also I want to meet more eclectic people, you know. There's got to be somebody outside of Long Island.
Yes. Yes.
So you want to build that into your life. And they always say your network is your net worth. So building up to your 6 months, you're going to build into your net worth.
Yes.
And so I'm excited for you to see where this goes. And I might even be getting involved as a client. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to get involved as a business partner.
You got too much going on.
I got too much going on. But audience, if you want to get into travel, this is a way to build travel into your life, okay? I know for me, being a motivational speaker, that builds travel into my life. So I'm going different places. 2024 is going to be amazing. So I'm going to be in London and Paris. I'm going to be in Thailand. I'm going to be in Miami, where you were. And I'm excited about that. So you can learn to build, take your business and build it into your life because it's your heart. It's your passion. So use your passion to push you towards your purpose. And I think that's what we brought out today is that Cynthia said it a long time ago, forgot about it. That's what you're supposed to do. Forget about it. And let the universe allow that to happen. And now you're into travel. Now it's time for you to blossom because now you're in your purpose. And your purpose, you love people. That's what you said. You love people. And loving people is important, right?
Yes.
So if you love people, you're going to do something and then also build in the part to pay it forward for other people. A great idea, and I'll give this to you, a great idea would be to, you know, have a party for those in shelters, the homeless shelters, and you know, put in like, let's say like, if you wanted to go to Africa, you build the whole building, like you decorate in Africa, give them the experience.
Yes.
You know, and then get sponsors, maybe to sponsor one family. That would be something beautiful for you.
Yes.
You know? So what do you have to say to the audience? Give them some inspiration, some Cynthia, well, some Shane wisdom, because Shane gives some good wisdom.
All right, what I would say would be, you know, no matter what stepping stones that you're going through in life, there's always a way to get around it.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to step on them stones to get over it.
Yeah.
So get over whatever's going on, leave it alone, and do what it is that you have to do for you.
That's great. That's great. Well, that's great. I like that. I think I like that. Audience, write that down. Make sure that you know to get over what you, and that's for you too. Get over your fear of flights.
Oh, yeah, that part.
That part. And make sure that you do what you have to do. Take those stepping stones. They're right there for you to step on. They're not there to look pretty. They're for you to step on. Thank you so much, Cynthia Kite, for being here today. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose. I am your host, Edna White, and my guest, Cynthia Kite. We're going to say goodbye to you for now.
Goodbye. Thanks for having me again.
Hold up.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.